every citizen who lives on this land and who take it for granted. We've got to sell the opportunity that is America, and as we sell the opportunity, we've got to also sell the responsibility that goes with the opportunity. We've got to sell it over and over and over again. We've got to make certain that every citizen understands that if he doesn't accept the responsibility, that ultimately we are going to lose the opportunity that we have. We've got to sell America to our relief recipients and the other people in this land who keep saying, give me more, 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 give me, give me. We've got to explain to these people that if they want to get more, they also have got to be willing. Sell Americans on another basic fact. We've got to let them know what has got to be the best kept secret of all time. We've got to let the world know, if you will, that even though we do have our poor, even though we do have our people, this great land are still in the upper 4% of the income brackets of the world. Right. Our relief recipients, you see, are so much the hundreds and hundreds of millions of people scattered throughout the world. Not only are they better off financially, but each one of them is given an opportunity to move right around. We've got to sell our militants and our Black Panthers and our hippies and our yippies. We've got to sell the members of the SDS who are being used by communists, or else who are literally communists themselves. We've got to sell these people the admonition of John Fitzgerald Kennedy, who said several years ago, ask not what my country can do for me, ask what I can do for my country. Peace, we've got to sell our sons and our daughters. You see, for too long, we have assumed that just because we had a son or a daughter in this land, who grew up in the land of fame, who grew up in the land of opportunity, we assumed too long to America. And ladies and gentlemen, this assumption is no longer valid. We've got a sales job to do. Remind all of our citizens to quote our vice president recently when he said,